आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। इसरो टू लॉन्च अर्थ ऑब्जर्वेशन सैटेलाइट ईओएस 8 ऑन बोर्ड एसएसएलवी D3 दिस मॉर्निंग। इंडियन मेडिकल एसोसिएशन अनाउंसेस 24-hour nationwide strike tomorrow to protest against brutal killing of trainee woman doctor in Kolkata. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurates National Pest Surveillance System to educate farmers about different types of insecticides and pesticides. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. Sweden confirms first case of mpox outside Africa after WHO declares it a global public health emergency. And in tennis, Alexander Zverev of Germany becomes first player to earn 50 tour-level wins this season. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch an Earth Observation Satellite EOS-8 on board its small satellite launch vehicle SSLV this morning. The launch will take place at 9:17 a.m. from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. 6.5-hour countdown for the launch began at 2:47 a.m. today. The mission is the third and final developmental flight for SSLV, after which the rocket will get into full-fledged operational mode. More from our correspondent.
All arrangements are in place at the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, for the launch. Scientists at ISRO have been doing the last-minute checks for a perfect launch. The small satellite launch vehicle, SSLV D3, is capable of launching mini, micro and nano satellites weighing 10 to 500 kilograms into 500 kilometer orbit. The objective of the mission is to demonstrate repeatable flight performance of SSLV vehicle systems and injection of EOS-08 satellite and SRO DemoSat into 475 kilometer circular orbit. The rocket carries three payloads comprising of a global navigation satellite system. This will send infrared images during day and night for applications like surveillance, disaster monitoring, environmental monitoring, fire detection, volcanic activities, and industrial and power plant disaster. It will also be used for calculation of ocean surface winds, soil moisture, cryosphere applications over Himalayan region, flood detection, and inland water body detection. Joy, reporting for Akashwani News from Chennai.
The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow in protest of the alleged rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at the state-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata and the subsequent vandalism at the facility. The medical body said in a statement that outpatient departments, OPDs, will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. However, essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. Our Goa correspondent reports that over 1,000 doctors in the state will refrain from attending OPD services in protest. The IMA Goa branch president, Dr. Sandesh Chodankar, said discussions are underway with hospital support staff to join the protest. Meanwhile, resident doctors and PG medical students in Kerala will observe a statewide strike across hospitals today, demanding quick action against the guilty in the Kolkata doctor rape and murder case. According to the Kerala Medical Postgraduates Association, KMPGA, PG doctors will boycott all non-emergency services, including duty in the OPD and wards today. They're demanding implementation of the Central Protection Act and arrest of the perpetrators of the brutal rape murder in Kolkata within 48 hours. The KMPGA has threatened to continue their protests if their demands remain unaddressed. Bharatiya Janata Party's Mahila Morcha, the women's cell of BJP, will take out a silent candle march in Kolkata today to condemn the ghastly act of rape and murder of a resident doctor. The march will be taken out at 6 p.m. outside the R.G. Carr MCH under the leadership of its national president, Vanathi Srinivasan. BJP Rajya Sabha member Darshan Singh and national office bearers like Sangeeta Yadav, Geeta Shakya, Indu Bala Goswami and its West Bengal in charge, Pooja Kapil Mishra, will also take part in the march. The state unit of the BJP has also called for a two-hour cease work at all state government establishments across West Bengal and called for road blockades in all the districts from 2 p.m. today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurated the National Pest Surveillance System, NPSS, in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted that through NPSS, the farmers will be able to know different types of insecticides and pesticides and save their crops from their harmful effects. On the occasion, Mr. Chauhan also interacted with a number of farmers who are the beneficiaries of various schemes of the central government. Around 500 farmers were present in the event. The Agriculture Minister highlighted that recently the central government released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties.
हम उत्पादन बढ़ाना पर है अभी भी हमारा उत्पादन दुनिया के विकसित देशों के मुकाबले कई चीजों में कम है हम तेजी से बढ़ रहे हैं अन्न के भंडार भर रहे हैं और उत्पादन बढ़ाने के लिए जितनी चीजें हो सकती है सबसे पहली चीज है बीज नए बीज जो ज्यादा उपज जलवायु के अनुकूल हो उत्पादन ना घटे उत्पादन बढ़े 65 फसलों के 109 बीजों की नई प्रजातियां तैयार करेंगे उनके बीज तैयार करेंगे बाजरे की ऐसी फसल जो 70 दिन में आ जाएगी
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will embark on a two-day visit to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh from today. In Telangana today, Mr. Dhankar will visit Kanha Shantivanam in Hyderabad. Tomorrow, the Vice President will visit Akshara Vidyalaya Campus and Skill Development Centre, the Swarna Bharat Trust and the Muppavarapu Foundation at Nellore in Andhra Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception on the occasion of Independence Day at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ram Nath Kovind, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Chief Justice Vindhya D.Y. Chandrachud were present on the occasion. Union ministers and other eminent dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Amrit Udyan is going to open for the general public today. People can visit it till 15th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the Amrit Udyan summer annuals on Wednesday at Rashtrapati Bhavan. For the first time this year, sportspersons have been invited to witness Amrit Udyan on the 29th of August on the occasion of National Sports Day. Teachers from schools and universities have also been asked to come and view the flowers in their glory. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit tomorrow. The theme of the summit is An Empowered Global South for a Sustainable Future. External Affairs Ministry said it will act as a platform to expand discussions held in previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crisis, and climate change. The third summit will be held in virtual format, structured into leaders' session and ministerial sessions. The inaugural session will be held would be at head of state and government level and will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on an official visit to Kuwait on Sunday. He will meet his Kuwaiti counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya and is also expected to call on the leadership of Kuwait. Dr. Jayashankar's visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural, consular, and people-to-people contacts. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. The nation pays homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting was organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among other prominent leaders, also paid their tributes. A great orator and a poet, Vajpayee was the face of BJP for long. Let's listen to one of his favourite poems.
टूटे हुए सपने की सुने कौन सिसकी अंतर को चीर व्यथा पलकों पर ठिठकी हार नहीं मानूंगा रार नहीं ठानूंगा काल के कपाल पर लिखता मिटाता हूँ गीत नया गाता गीत नया गाता.
Renowned missile scientist Dr. Ram Narayan Agrawal passed away yesterday. Honored with Padma Shri and Padma Bhushan, Dr. Agrawal was instrumental in the development of Agni, India's long-range missile. Sweden reported its first mpox case yesterday, a day after the World Health Organization, WHO, declared the infection a global public health emergency. With this, Sweden has also become the first country outside the African continent to report the more contagious strain of mpox virus. The patient is believed to have contracted the virus during a visit to a region in Africa currently experiencing a major outbreak of mpox clade 1. On Wednesday, the WHO declared mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to other countries. In tennis, Alexander Zverev of Germany has become the first player to earn 50 tour-level wins this season after defeating Karen Khachanov at the Cincinnati Open last night. Zverev beat Khachanov in straight sets for an opening win at the ATP Masters 1000 event. 5 times in his career, Zverev has earned the feat of 50 tour-level wins in a single season, having also hit the milestone in 2017, 2018, 2021 and 2023. Zverev leads this year's stats for most wins this season with 50 wins, with Jannik Sinner placed second with 45 wins and Casper Ruud at third with 44 wins, followed by Carlos Alcaraz, who has 38 wins this season so far. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Rayalaseema and South Interior Karnataka today. According to the IMD, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Gangetic West Bengal are expected to witness very heavy rainfall at isolated places till tomorrow. In Kerala, an international conference on low-end technology, sustainable transport, tourism and technological innovations will be inaugurated in Kottayam this morning. The conference is organized by the Commonwealth Legal Education Association and will be jointly inaugurated by Chief Justice of India Dr. Diva Chandrachud and Chief Justice of Seychelles Justice Ronnie Govindan. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in dailies today is the Prime Minister's address to the nation from the Red Fort on the 78th Independence Day yesterday. PM doubles down, time for secular civil code, one poll, reads the Times of India headline. PM Modi's clarion call, crimes against women will not go unpunished, is the headline in the Pioneer. The Hindu quotes Jammu and Kashmir LG as saying that Pakistan is sending foreign terrorists into Jammu. Mpox declared global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years amid African outbreaks, writes Hindustan Times. On Bangladesh unrest, the Asian Age reports that probe is on against Sheikh Hasina for crime against humanity. And finally, Sabina, a nurse who ziplined 10 times over 5 days across the raging river in Wayanad, where the bridge had collapsed due to landslides, putting her own life to risk to save 35 lives, has been awarded the Kalpana Chawla Award for Bravery, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO to launch Earth Observation Satellite EOS-8 on board SSLV-D3 this morning. Indian Medical Association announces 24-hour nationwide strike tomorrow to protest against brutal killing of trainee woman doctor in Kolkata. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan inaugurates National Pest Surveillance System to educate farmers about different types of insecticides and pesticides. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. Sweden confirms first case of mpox outside Africa after WHO declares it a global public health emergency. And in tennis, Alexander Zverev of Germany becomes first player to earn 50 tour-level wins this season. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.